You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm Chris Nichols. Outward Magazine has been the source for Sacramento's LGBTQ community to know about what's happening for Pride this month. If you want to know, Outward has the answer. Published twice a month still and available online, Outward has shown some real staying power in the Sacramento journalism scene. Joining us today to talk about the magazine and how it manages to keep going after almost three decades is Fred Palmer, publisher of Outward and executive director of the Rainbow Chamber. Fred, welcome to Insight.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Let's start by explaining what Outward is for folks that might not read it now. What do you cover and what will readers find there?
Sure. We're a free news source. We publish twice a month, second and fourth Thursdays on newsstands for free in restaurants, movie theaters, bookstores, local areas. And then the entire publication is free also to subscribe to online. Looks the same as it does in front of you. The pages turn. Everything's live linked. We cover like any news media, especially free press media, news, entertainment, food. So there's lots of different focuses on LGBTQ issues, needs, news. But then, just like everybody else, we love great food. We love great wine. So we have articles about wine reviews, food reviews, you know, whatever you would expect to have in a local free press magazine.
Fred, when exactly did the magazine get its start, and how did that start happen? What's the origin story here?
Sure. I've always been an activist, and in my younger years, I graduated from San Francisco State University, moved here to Sacramento for work, and was very involved in our community 29 years ago. There was a former LGBT publication that was going out of business due to some health issues from the publishers that were a part of that. And so me being kind of young and dumb at the time thought, oh, well, I can start an LGBT magazine to take this one's place. It's closing and keep those seven employees employed. So, you know, kind of good that I was a little naive, but 29 years ago, that's what started Outward Magazine.
So tell me a little bit, now, have you found any noted differences being a publisher from being an activist?
You know, that's a really good question. They kind of go hand in hand. You know, it really depends on what is the thing that we're fighting for at the moment. You know, whether that's in the fight for equality and marriage equality, or HIV and AIDS were an issue when we first started still. So, you know, I think being an activist in all the different programs for just true equality kind of hand in hand lay over all the different things that we do at Outward Magazine and at Rainbow Chamber. There's a lot of focus on things currently that seem like they're the same fights that we were fighting 29 years ago. So, you know, things come full circle or full cycle. And, you know, we do our best to entertain and educate and enlighten our community and inspire folks to be involved to make change.
Now, I know local journalism has changed quite a bit here in Sacramento over the decades. How has publishing the magazine changed over the course of this time?
That's a great question. It's kind of fun. The beginning of Outward, you know, we did not have digital, so we laid out the paper on light boards, so big boards of glass with light underneath them, and we laid out the columns, used X-Acto knives to cut the columns and lay them in, and used black tape to mark the margins, and then that would get shot to film. The film would go on the newsprint reel and print the paper. You know, that printing process has changed dramatically, of course. That whole process is now done digitally, desktop publishing. You know, it used to take us weeks to lay out a paper. You know, we lay out in a few days. It's still a chore for our staff and our editors and our art directors, but that would probably be one of the biggest changes. And then our distribution focus used to be, you know, you go to a restaurant or a bar and you'd pick up a free newspaper, and there was probably, I don't know, seven or eight of them in town. I think we're down to myself, Outward, and maybe a couple of others.
So That's been a big change. You go to a coffee shop, you can hardly find any print publications.
Absolutely. Yeah. And on the digital space, you know, we're fully digital, and there's a lot of other news media that's digital. I think our biggest challenge is you know, folks have the attention span of a gnat sometimes, and they'll read a headline or they'll scroll a story online, but they're not going to read the whole story. And then our sole revenue is our advertisers. So we want folks to read our newspaper and see and support the advertisers that are in our paper.
Well, given all the changes that you just described, how have you managed to keep this going, and how have you managed to keep the publication still free?
Well, it's always going to be free. It is a free press publication, and how we've managed is, you know, we keep a small staff. We've had as many staff as 9 people at one point in time, and as few as 3. So, you know, we're fortunate that we keep a tight budget. We're fortunate that we have a lot of longstanding loyal readers and subscribers, and a lot of longstanding loyal advertisers. What's kept us going is some of those local mom and pop shops, the chiropractors, the dentists, those folks, and then some of the larger corporations that advertise with us.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Fred Palmer, publisher of Outward Magazine and executive director of the Rainbow Chamber. So this is Pride Month. I don't have to tell you that. But how has the LGBTQ community changed in Sacramento over the course of these 3 decades?
Wow, that's a big question. It has changed quite a bit politically. You know, sometimes I think a lot of us are in the same feeling that we've fought so hard for true equality. We fought for marriage equality. We went through Don't Ask, Don't Tell with the military, you know, health epidemics and crises, and then COVID these last, you know, several years. So I think the LGBT community, you know, in Pride, it's given us an ability to be our true selves and be more authentic and out. And at the same time, though, some of the hate and, you know, right now during Pride Month, you read the scroll or the feeds and the comments and some news sources about Pride Month. And folks ask, why do we need Pride Month? Why do we need Pride? Why do you even need the things that you have? And I think if you look at some of those comments and statements and some of those violent, hateful messages, that's exactly why we need that. So we can feel comfortable with our own community and have some safe space.
Well, that leads me to my next question. I mean, I'm wondering, is Sacramento now a good place, a welcoming place to be LGBTQ? You know, what would you say about that?
I think yes, but I think you have to ask other folks what their experiences are. You know, I think if you're a young person who's just coming out, you're not comfortable with yourself. I think you need to ask the person who is coming out and their parents aren't accepting of them and they kick them out in the streets and now they're homeless. So, you know, I think everybody's got a different story to tell. As far as a city, Sacramento, I'm very proud of. We've done a lot of great work to be welcoming and accepting and inclusive. Our Lavender Heights district has a lot of really fun nightlife. We also have the Lavender Heights district sign toppers. We've got the Rainbow Crosswalk. So there's some visual things that didn't exist 29 years ago that celebrate our pride. And I think everyone's experience is a little bit different, but I'm very proud of Sacramento. I think Sacramento is a great place. It's a safe place. It's very welcoming. I think we have good support from our local municipalities and community services and nonprofits in town. We're very lucky to have an LGBT community center. A lot of cities our size do not have an LGBT community center, so they offer a lot of programs and services. I think a lot of our community partners, whether it's domestic violence with Weave or other community partners, they step up and support our community where it's necessary to have support and services for LGBTQ folks. So I think Sacramento is a great place. I am very proud to be living here.
You know, we have just a couple of minutes left, but I understand you spent the weekend at Sacramento's Pride Festival. Tell me just briefly how the kickoff event went.
Pride was fantastic. The LGBT centers who puts on Pride, they do a great job. It's a large scale event. Many, many years ago, again, something that's different. We had a picnic in the park, you know, which was great. And now we have a very full, large scale program in Pride at Capitol Mall. There's programs all throughout the month, all throughout the week from a lot of different LGBT owned businesses. Rainbow Chamber participated. There's a parade on Sunday, which was probably the best attended parade I've seen in years, not just in people in the parade, but people watching the parade. The festival itself was full of nonprofit booths and community partners and businesses that actually want and ask for our hard-earned dollar.
You know, in the last minute or so, I'm wondering, can you tell our audience, what plans do you have for Outward in the future? Will it continue to publish for years to come?
Yeah, I mean, there's no telling what, you know, what the media cycle is going to look like in the future. This is our 29th year in business, so we'll be celebrating our 30th year next year and everything that's changed in between these last 30 years. We hope to continue to produce our paper in print because I love the print and I know a lot of folks do. You know, as things move more and more digitally, we'll continue to do more digitally. And, you know, who knows what the future is going to bring in the way that we get news and read news and spend our time consuming it. So, you know, we'll continue to roll with those changes in the cycle.
Do you hope to stay personally involved, or do you have a retirement date where you want to say, hey, I want to sit back and do something different?
You know, it's been a journey and I've loved every piece of it and I'll continue doing it. But, you know, I'm abundantly aware that I'm 60 now and the magazine's about to be 30. So, you know, it would be nice to have some fresh eyes and some fresh voices involved in some way. You know, so to answer your question, yeah, I hope to retire. I don't hope to die doing my job. I don't think anybody does. So we'll look forward to that in the next 5 or 6 years, probably.
Well, we're hoping that both you and the magazine have a long, bright future ahead. We wish you well. Fred Palmer is the publisher of Outward Magazine, Sacramento's source for LGBTQ news and information. Fred, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio.